Big news, it seems we have a phase one deal with China. But Wall Street sighed. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 13th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us. One U.S. city is thinking out of the box when it comes to affordable housing. Russian police and cybersecurity is in the news. General Motors has big plans for pickups. Strip clubs and CEOs, never a good mix. We'll check the markets and why did retail sales slow in November? Those stories plus Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. He's in to chat about stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for tuning in again today. Well, yesterday on the news that the U.S. and China had come to terms to end what has been a devastating trade war, the markets shot up. Today, Wall Street was muted. Why? Well, scant details and nothing has been signed. You might say the markets are doing a show-me sort of a reaction. The trade deal will include a rollback of some of China's tariffs and halts additional levies that were set to take effect on Sunday. And China agreed to significant purchases of U.S. agricultural products, but nobody knows how much. In other words, stay tuned. And by the way, we'll check on the market numbers in just a bit. You know, affordable housing is a major issue all over the country, but in Oakland, California, they're kicking around an inventive way to deal with it. The proposal is to house up to 1,000 homeless folks on a cruise ship in the bay. Oakland City Council President Rebecca Kaplan told a council meeting this week that the ship would be brought to the port of Oakland. She said that she's been contacted by cruise ship companies about providing a ship for emergency housing and that the companies were reaching out to the port of Oakland about what options exist to park a ship at the port. Now, she didn't provide further details about the companies. And it wouldn't be the first time cruise ships were used to provide shelter for people without housing. After Hurricane Katrina decimated New Orleans, two luxury liners housed displaced city workers and their families. But not so fast, port officials said. The move would be untenable. The port had this to say, quote, "We respect President Kaplan's desire to address homelessness, but Port of Oakland docks are designated to work cargo ships. There isn't the infrastructure to berth a cruise ship," end quote. But you got to admit, it is inventive. Russian police raided the offices of a U.S. company that has a presence in that country. Russia's Rambler Group, the parent company of one of the country's largest search engines and internet portals, said in a statement it uncovered copyright violations to its exclusive rights to Nenix, which was acquired by Seattle-based F5 Networks earlier this year, in a deal that was valued at about $670 million. The raid is the latest example of the widespread use of Russian law enforcement in corporate disputes. U.S. investor Michael Calvary, one of the most successful private equity investors in Russia, was jailed this year and remains under house arrest over what he claims is a business conflict. Well, today, General Motors announced it will spend $1.5 billion to redesign and produce its next generation of midsize pickups, the Chevy Colorado and the GMC Canyon. According to the company, GM is putting $1 billion of that into its Wentzville truck plant in Missouri for upgrades and $500 million to retool its suppliers' factories. The company declined to comment on when the redesigned trucks will go on sale. However, retooling the plant is expected to begin later this month and continue for several months. A company spokesperson said GM expects there to be minimal downturn at the plant during the work. You know, one of the things corporate CEOs might want to refrain from is spending loads of cash at strip clubs and then billing their company for the entertainment. Think that doesn't happen? Well, the co-founder of Truvo, Eric Gilmore, is accused of expensing over $76,000 at strip clubs over a three-year span. The company removed him as CEO, and according to legal filings, Gilmore didn't deny the accusations, but he sued the company, claiming the board didn't follow the proper protocol for his termination. Truvo said it did, and then they did settle in September. Truvo is a Silicon Valley startup that makes software to help companies track the movement of freight and is backed by about $85 million in venture capital. But really, $76,000 at strip clubs? Speaking of Silicon Valley, Apple employees there can now get free genetic screenings for diseases from their on-site health clinics thanks to a pilot partnership with Color Genomics. Apple, which recently set up dedicated health clinics known as AC Wellness for employees and their dependents near its headquarters, have been working with Color for several months. The idea is to move healthcare at Apple's clinics from reactive to proactive, as genetic tests can offer a window into health risks down the line. In some cases, patients can take preventative steps to reduce their likelihood of getting a disease. Speaking of Apple, the company shares rose as much as 1.3% today to a fresh all-time record as China and the U.S. seemed to reach a Phase 1 trade deal that includes some tariff relief. Well, stocks ended little changed today, even after China and the U.S. agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal. Investors are looking for details, you might say. The trade deal will include a rollback of some of the China tariffs and halts additional levies set to take effect on Sunday. China has agreed to significant purchases of U.S. agricultural products, but the amount is below what the White House was reportedly pushing to get. On the U.S. side, investors are hoping for more than just a partial rollback of some tariffs. At the bell, the Dow was up by just 3 points to close at 28,135. The NASDAQ gained 17 points and ended the day at 8,734, and the S&P 500 was up fractionally, closing at 3,168. The mood on Wall Street was, well, you might say, show us the details. Today, members from many central Iowa unions gathered at the UAW Hall on the north side of Des Moines to pack holiday food baskets. Friend of the broadcast, Mark Cooper, who is the president of the South Central Iowa Federation of Labor, told me about the effort, how he got involved, and who they help. I asked him a little bit about the history of the effort.
Well, the history for me personally dates back to 1979. I think that's when I participated in my first holiday basket event with the South Central Iowa Federation of Labor. I was just a new member at the time, you know, young guy. But I saw the importance even at an early age of the need in our community. And I says, and that's only exacerbated itself over the years.
How do they all get together, and what have you been doing this morning?
Well, how they all get together is that they all are members of the South Central Iowa Federation of Labor. They're delegates, they're officers of their own particular unions. And we send out a letter in September reminding people of this event that we have in December. We have a suggested contribution amount in regard to the holiday baskets. People then buy baskets for their retired members that are on fixed incomes. And then we also give back and we to the community by partnering with United Way of Central Iowa. And then they, in turn, let us know who their partners are and the need that their partners have in this community. And then we donate those same holiday baskets to those agencies that then distribute to their folks.
One of the things that people have to ask, though, is generally labor union members have defined benefits and all kinds of things that they've fought for in their contract for years, and they should be in pretty good shape because they've been making more than the average consumer has. But some of these baskets are going to your members. How has that been impacted as far as cost of living and their benefits?
Well, with the defined benefit package, which we obviously in the labor movement promote and still wish we had more of those type of plans available to workers, not only in our state but in our country. What ends up happening, though, and unfortunately with a defined pension plan, is that on the day that you retire, your amount of the, of your pension is set at that point in time. Needless to say, that's fixed until you no longer are able to collect, and that's when you you die. But the cost of living doesn't keep up with that. There is no cost of living increases that are built into these defined pension plans. So over a period of time, let's say 10, 15 years, that cost of living catches up with you, and your buying power with your pension money isn't as great as it was when you first retired.
This event here where you were packing these food baskets for folks throughout central Iowa, this took less than an hour for all of these people to put all of this food into all of these sacks. That was pretty remarkable.
It was absolutely remarkable, and I'm always... I'm amazed every year the amount of folks within the labor community that turn out for this event. This year we had close to 100 people that participated in our event. So when you have that many hands, busy work gets accomplished in a quick amount of time. So yeah, the fact that we were able to pack over 300 food baskets in less than an hour is really quite amazing. But we've been doing it again for a very long time, so we've got a plan.
Once again, that was Mark Cooper, the president of the South Central Iowa Federation of Labor, talking about the food basket program that once again happened earlier today. And finally, there is this. If the economy is booming, how come this happened? You know, this is the time of the year that retailers count on to get them financially fit. But instead of accelerating during a key holiday shopping month, retail sales growth actually slowed to 0.2% in November. Clothing stores and restaurants posted declines, while online sales rose the most since August. The news may signal that slowing business investment and manufacturing are impacting consumers' willingness to spend in spite of historically low unemployment. But once again, we've got to consider what those jobs seem to be. As we shared earlier this week, fully one half of U.S. workers are making below the median wage of $18,000 a year. Okay, enough about the serious stuff. It's time to check out Stuff to Do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts of City View Magazine. Have some fun already.